Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jared Solomon is a biokineticist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
All right, Jared, can I just ask you to talk a little bit louder? You're coming across a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so there we go. So does this old maxim, no pain, no gain, still apply?
So, yes, it does apply just to a certain extent. I mean, there's a balance between pain and suffering, and there was an article in the New York Times, you know, that speaks about it, and it's basically just getting that, you know, the balance between pain and pleasure. Because, I mean, we all know that exercise is important and can have, you know, tons of health benefits.
Mm.
In this article, they estimated that just over 3.2% of people that wear, you know, fitness tracking watches actually do their minimum recommended of daily exercise, you know, per week. And they also suggest that probably this is where they're going wrong, is that balance between pain and, you know, pain and pleasure. I'm sure you've had it, and most people have had it, where you want to start exercising and you start and it's just too intense, and, you know, you get discouraged, you get anxious about exercise, and we end up not going back. And in some cases it's the opposite, where there isn't enough of a challenge and, you know, we find exercise boring or certain activities boring.
How do we know where that balance is? How do we find it?
So there's a couple different ways in terms of, you know, being able to monitor that. The one main way is, it's called RPE, so rate of perceived exertion.
Right.
And it's a scale of 1 to 10, and the, you know, 10 is it's the hardest you can push yourself with regards to exercise. 5 is you can just hold a conversation.
Right.
For most of your exercise, you want to be around 5. But it's, you know, there's, this conversation is interesting, because there are times when you do want to push yourself, because the only way we can get health, you know, health benefits from exercise is if we do increase that, put your body under certain amounts of stress. And if we're not doing enough, we're not going to make a change. And if we do, you know, too little, I mean, if we do too much, we're going to overdo it. And, you know, it's going to take us a few days to get back into exercise. I mean, in the article, they speak about this lady who, you know, she did a half marathon, and she got so discouraged that she didn't do any running for another 10 years. So obviously we don't want, you know,
okay,
we don't want
that. That sounds like a pretty lame excuse. I'm sorry. That she has one bad experience and it knocks her out for 10 years. I would use that, but nobody would take me seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you trained hard once. And
yes, exactly. I peaked way too soon. But that feeling of being stiff, that you've worked the next day or for the next couple of days, is that a good, should we feel it? Should we feel a little bit of discomfort for a few days after we push ourselves?
Yeah, so also, it's quite interesting, because some people will say that, you know, you have to experience that to, you know, to have put your body under stress. I disagree, because if you can't do that exercise again the next day, then you will, you know, you're not going to be able to get as much load and as many sort of reps or sessions or time doing exercise. And there's actually a nice example where, you know, you've got two different people. One, you know, both people can do their pull-up, you know, 10 pull-ups, and that is their absolute maximum.
Right.
One person who does, you know, does their 10 pull-ups, but they're so stiff that they can't do another 10 pull-ups for 3 days. So they don't exercise for 3 days.
Right.
The other person can do 10 pull-ups, but they only do 5 per day. If we do that over a year, I think it works out to about just over 600 pull-ups that the person that's doing it every day will do extra. So if we, you know, think about general exercise, whether it's running or whatever it is, if we think about doing smaller, you know, increments that we don't feel stiff, we can go back into, whether it's the gym or outside or on a bike or back onto the sports field, the next day, and we can just do that. And I think that's also where, you know, it's easier to have fun, with your exercise if you're not sort of redlining it. Obviously, with that being said, if you do want to every now and then push. So there's the 80-20 split. So 80% low to moderate intensity and 20% moderate to high intensity. So that's a really good way to split it up. So if you're training four times a week, one day of the week can be slightly more intense and the rest of it is more, at a low intensity where you can speak and hold a loud conversation.
Right, which is generally something I like to do, is generally speak and hold a loud conversation. How important is functional training? In other words, running on a treadmill versus playing paddle? I'll just ask for somebody who might like to play paddle from time to time.
Okay, yeah, so with regards to all training, I always say balance is the most important thing. So if you've got your balance of strength training, flexibility training, and your, like you're saying, you know, your functional training, and then also your cardio and metabolic training. So right. If for someone that's starting out, I'd say functional training was, you know, training with regards to, like you said, paddle or some other sport, start with the things that you enjoy. It's the get you into exercise and get you moving. Rather do something you enjoy than doing something that you're going to completely suffer through. Obviously, there is an element of, they actually, in the article, and I've read lots of other articles where they speak about that suffering, the benefits, the mental benefits that we get from enduring that suffering, actually give us meaning to our exercise. So it's all about just finding that balance.